In Drogheda. Let's talk now to our health correspondent Fergal Barrs, who's standing by. Fergal, first of all, this statement this lunchtime from the World Health Organization in relation to the AstraZeneca vaccine, what are they saying?
You see, the World Health Organization, they're saying that as of today, there's no evidence that the incidents that we've seen are caused by the vaccine, and also that it's important that vaccination campaigns continue and that it's important they also save lives. So that it's a significant intervention at this point in time from the WHO, because, as you know, I mean, the hope is that this is a temporary precautionary pause here on the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine, but it has also been paused in the Netherlands, Denmark, Norway, Bulgaria, Iceland, and Thailand, while the European Medicines Agency reviews those four cases in Norway linked to blood clots, which are said to be very, very rare. So, I mean, the hope is it's a short pause here, and it could restart possibly before the week is out. But it's an abundance of caution, certainly, from everything we're hearing from the health authorities.
And what about the latest vaccination figures? We had the figures up on today for up until last Friday. What are they saying about the progress of the vaccination rollout?
Well, they show us that almost 607,000 people have got a dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. And of those, 443,000 have got a first dose, and 163,800 or so have got a second dose. So that group of over 163,000 are fully vaccinated. You need two doses to be fully vaccinated. But interestingly, if we look at cohort or group four, that's the group in the very high risk. By Friday, 3,295 doses had been given out. Now, the target or plan or estimate by the HC for the week ending yesterday was that they'd hoped to get 10,000 vaccinations done in this group. But I think, you know, when you look at those figures, they're going to be short, probably by about 5,000, actually, maybe short half. And if, some of that would be impacted by the AstraZeneca decision, but that's just yesterday. And so the figures we see up to Friday, they're looking like they're not going to come very near at all to the actual target.
And what about hospitalisation numbers? Again, some new figures this morning in relation to that, Fergal.
Well, we're seeing the number of confirmed cases in hospital went up overnight. There's now 360 patients with COVID-19 in hospital, and that's an increase of 13 patients. And if we look at then of those in intensive care units, there's 85, that's down one. The numbers remain high, and they are coming down slowly generally if you look at the trends in hospital, but they still remain, you know, worryingly high, as are the case numbers, stubbornly at around 500, 600 or 600 a day. And we're heading now into the 12th week of lockdown three, and we're still seeing these numbers.
All right, and a briefing do we expect this evening from Neffet?
Yes, we will have an update. I'm sure there'll be a lot of focus on the AstraZeneca vaccine, the WHO statement, and whether they see it as maybe just a temporary pausing, allowing the national vaccination programme to get back up within days.
All right. Fergal, thanks for that. I just also see the WHO further saying this lunchtime that in major vaccination campaigns, it is normal for countries to signal potential adverse events. This does not mean that the events are linked to vaccination, but it is good practice to investigate them. More on that, no doubt, in the course of the day.